They always say that Girls in the Garage Volume 5 was the definitive Girls in the Garage compilation, and it's because of this song that ends off the Parts Unknown show. Andy is up next with The Burrow. It looks like he doesn't have a special guest, unless he's getting them to hide in the waiting area so that I don't snatch him up! This is me saying goodbye. Are they waiting in the waiting area? I'll get him. Oh, you don't think I'll get him? All right, if you're listening, come on in. Get interviewed by... Okay. This is Azuma. Thanks.
The night was dark. There was no moon above. I told my man, yeah, this was a night. We went parking, yeah, and the night was just right. When someone grabbed me and I knew I was in a bind. There was a night for the Sadie's, yeah. I remember the look in his eyes. There was a night. Take my life. I looked in his face. I saw the hate in his eyes. He shot my love and I heard his helpless cry. It was a night of the Sadie's jail. I remember that look in his eyes. It was a night.
Why did you eat the whole thing?
Because
you snuck in my room and got him and shut the door. Because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You are tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. I have a rumbling in my tummy for some new wave music. Some may say Muzak. This was a find from yesterday's Main Street Vinyl Record Fair. Cabaret Voltaire to start us off here on The Burrow.
Closed off. Wise and twins connect the suspect. In the street for longer red nights, even by the rental papers. Time slips by, loose fingers grow the operative. Unsuspected.
Fanfare in the garden, circus in the cinema.
That was Essential Logic, a little new wave post-punk band from the UK. Started off the show with Cabaret Voltaire, their album from 1984 called Microphonies. And that song was called The Operative that I played. As I said, inspired to do that by yesterday's Main Street Vinyl Record Fair. For any of those of you who may have gone out, I'm sure you are aware, but it was a very good event as usual. Although it was super hot and crowded, so it got a little bit sweaty, got a little bit intense. One guy was making comments that all of the vinyl diggers there looked like pigs going to the trough, was his quote. And that may have been accurate with the heat, and it was a good event, though. I found Cabaret Voltaire, that album I played, and a couple other things. One that I'll try and get to close this show. And then also found a compilation of Soviet composers, overtures by Soviet composers, which I was inspired to get for other reasons that I don't need to get into. Anyhow, we're going to stick with the new wave music, because tomorrow night at the Fox Cabaret, Martin Rev is playing. And Martin Rev is, of course, one half of the seminal art punk group, controversial group Suicide from New York, part of the no wave scene, originators of the no wave scene in New York. I'm going to play a track from their album called A Way of Life, and it is called Jukebox 96. And then after that, we're going to stay with similar theme. I'm going to play some Friends of the Program, Cosmetics, to follow Suicide. But for now, you're listening to The Burrow, and this is Jukebox Baby 96 by Suicide.
Rock and roll. I'm 16, This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Desires I can't keep. 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 Desires I can't keep.
program, Cosmetics, here on CITR 11.9 FM. You're listening to The Burrow. You can hear the interview I did with Cosmetics or any of the other shows that I have been a part of by subscribing to the podcast, CITR.ca, shows and podcast page. You can find my show along with everything else we have at CITR and download any of the podcasts that are available. If you happen to miss my brilliant live performances here on CITR. Anyhow, I played Cosmetics in connection with Suicide, which started that set. Martin Rev of Suicide is playing on Tuesday, tomorrow night, at the Fox Cabaret. Cosmetics, I just heavily influenced by Suicide Sound, as are many, many, many bands since about 1980. And in between those two, I played a song by Vancouver alt-rock punk group Slow. Thomas Anselmi, frontman of Slow, is opening up for Martin Rev tomorrow night, doing a solo set of his. He has been a part of the Vancouver music scene for some time in a variety of different forms. I played Slow as his original band, also a member of bands Copyright and Mirror. So if you're into his work, go ahead and head to the Fox Cabaret tomorrow night. Also tomorrow, to keep with this new wave theme, Peter Hook is playing tomorrow night at the Commodore. Peter Hook of New Order and, of course, originally Joy Division. I don't know what the deal is with the New Order guys. I'm not sure if they are completely on the same page right now, but he is touring as Peter Hook and the Light, and is here in Vancouver tomorrow night at the Commodore. I'm not going to play any New Order, but there is a band from Vancouver that I once saw do a cover of New Order, and that band is called Cloud Splitter, and their last album came out in 2011. It's self-titled. You can find it online. Also, I'm sure, go to any of your local music stores and find it. They are a folky kind of group, playing here in Vancouver on Wednesday night at the Biltmore Cabaret and opening for Woven Hand, who I'm also going to play in this next set. So shifting gears a little bit, getting more into some somber storytelling here on The Burrow. Going to start with Cloud Splitter off of their 2011 self-titled LP. This song is called Death on the Plane.
Just tip your hat, bite the claw. It won't really matter, because I'm heading off into the night. Sunset, and I'm still alive, bleeding beside a cactus silhouette. Told a lie.
he's borderline. A man can run for only so much time. You never stay. Forsaken by the smoking land, a brand's a brand until you're dead under the desert sky.
That was Woven Hand off of their 2014 album, Refractory Obdurate. Quite a title there. Woven Hand is virtually a solo project of a guy named David Edwards. He's from Colorado. He's been around for a long time as Woven Hand. Very biblically inspired lyrics. He is coming to Vancouver this Wednesday, playing at the Biltmore, and opening for he and his band will be Cloud Splitter from right here in Vancouver. Now, interesting thing about Woven Hand, the last album, or this album that they released, Refractory Obdurate, was released on a label called Death Wish. And although it is rock and roll music, I guess it's hard rock music, Death Wish is pretty much a black metal, death metal label. So it's an interesting choice, interesting pairing. But it leads me into my next song. I'm going to be away for 2 weeks. So out of town next week on Monday, and the Monday after that, December 1st, is going to be a special broadcasting day here on CITR. It is 24 hours of student power. And usually I might be a little bit upset and I can, you know, I can pull some strings around here and maybe move that to another day if I really wanted to. But in this case, 24 hours of student power, this is the fourth year in a row we've done it. And fun little fact, first year we did it, I was on the student executive that year at CITR. This would have been in 2011 or 2012. And the first ever hour of student power, which is now in its fourth year, is at 8 a.m. or something, and hosted by me. I actually kicked off the first ever 24 hours of student power. So, fun little fact for you out there. That is happening in 2 weeks on Monday, December 1st. So it'll be 24 hours of programming done by students, and a bunch of clubs from UBC will be coming in. So it's very exciting. Always a good day. Anyhow, that means I won't be on air until December 8th, and on the 4th of December is, first of all, the Discorder fundraiser, so be sure to make it out to that, and also, at the Rickshaw Theater, Deaf Heaven will be playing, and Deaf Heaven is the standout group on the label Death Wish. So that was my roundabout way of getting to this. Anyhow, Deaf Heaven is fantastic. Their 2013 album called Sunbather is, in my opinion, a modern classic. Although it does fit the description of the label, it is black metal, but black progressive black metal, let's say. Anyhow, I'm going to play the unbelievable opening track to this album called Dreamhouse. And then we will be back here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to The Burrow, and this is Deaf Heaven. We'll be right back.
Oh, look at the leaves. Autumn in Vancouver is so lovely. Wait, what's going on? No! It's...
November.
The bleakest month has arrived, so warm up with November's issue of Discorder. This month's cover article is an interview with space rockers Dada Plan, who make
dystopian
music for our
dystopian
times. We're also featuring articles on dark punk trio Lie, experimental folk rock from Colin Cowan, and alt garage nutrition from Monk. And please enjoy a special staff sound off on
our least favorite album from artists we love.
Yay! So cozy down in a copy of Discorder, available around town, and fight the November blues. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, AMS Events, LiveVan.com, The Fox Cabaret, The Lido, The Rickshaw Theater, and Vinyl Records.
Dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes. The beautiful sounds of Deaf Heaven song Dream House is what you just heard. And so about 12 minutes left to go on the show. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9. I had a couple more things I wanted to do. Time is running out quickly. But first, just want to let you know, I said earlier, not going to be here next week, won't be on air for the next 2 weeks. So December 8th is the next time that I will be here hosting The Burrow. My name is Andy, by the way. And on December 8th, as of right now, I have scheduled to join me Gretchen Snakes, which is the alias of the solo project of Brody McKnight, guitarist here in Vancouver. We are hearing some Gretchen Snakes in the background. Brody McKnight is involved in many, many projects, musical projects around Vancouver, including V-Vecker Ensemble, Heavy Chains, Mutators, Sex Negatives, etc. And, of course, New Sensei. He was the guitar player who joined New Sensei after they were originally just a two-piece for their latest album, Sundowning, which came out, I guess, 2 years ago now. Brody McKnight was involved. So, he will be joining me in 3 weeks' time here on the show, so make sure to jot that down if you are interested in listening in to what is going on with Brody. And for now, I'm going to play a track of New Sensei off of Sundowning. Possibly my favorite song in the album, and it's a quick one. It is sung in Polish by Miss Andrzeja Lukic, and it is called Tanya, or at least I believe I'm pronouncing that right. So this is New Sensei here on CITR 101.9 FM. right, a couple quick ones there. That was Montreal's Harsh Reality with a song called Debt off of this Misery Loves Company compilation that I've played multiple times now on the show. Before that was New Sensei, Brody McKnight of New Sensei will be joining me in 3 weeks' time, December 8th. Couple minutes here to mention one last thing that is happening on Thursday here on campus for all of you proud students and others out there who are upset about the tuition spikes here at UBC recently. There is a bit of a protest show, I guess, going on Thursday on campus that is free entry. It is carnival themed, I believe. There are five bands playing. I actually made the mistake of not pulling up the page in front of me, but I remember a few of them. ATSI, Zen Mystery Fog, and three other bands are going to be playing on Thursday here on campus. So go out and support that and support affordable education for students. A few of the members of the student executive here at CITR are organizing that event, so it'd be good to go out and support. Anyhow, coming now to the end of the show. Got about 5 minutes left. This whole time I was rushed in order to put in everything I wanted to, and now this last song that I have isn't quite 5 minutes long, so I'm sitting here rambling. Anyhow, I mentioned at the top of the show that I picked up a few things at yesterday's Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, and I'm going to end the program with another one of those. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, my favorite record of theirs, happens to be called Kicking Against the Pricks, and that is a cover album, so it's all non-original tracks, I guess. I'm going to play the closing track to that album called The Carnival Is Over, and it is a not a sad, but just a nostalgic goodbye song, and ties in with the carnival theme of the I Am a Student rally on Thursday, as well as the fact that I'll be gone for 3 weeks. So, thank you for tuning in. This has been The Burrow on CITR 11.9. Leo Ramirez's show is on next, so stay tuned.